This is the Global Podcast Network, where executives and professionals connect, share, and inspire. Stay tuned for the conversations that drive success.
Welcome back, everybody. There are two words that many of us pilot by, or maybe we've heard these words, and we're not really, two words again, we're not really sure what they mean, but our intuition tells us there is deep meaning to the two words known as I am. We're going to dig deep into those two words today, and that's with somebody who is an astrology wellness coach. She coaches your life forward using astrology. So much to talk about today. She's our professional of the year. Nancy Valenti is back with us. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, Steve, and happy to be here as always.
So great to have you back. And I'm going to share, we talked off air for just a moment before we dug in, and you said we're going to talk about I am today. And I took a few days off to rest, relax, reflect, and it was all about I am. That's what, I'm not even kidding. Like, I was reading books on it, books on manifestation, how to harness the power of what the I am is, and then here you show up. And side note, astrologer, I flew back during the full moon. Coincidence or not, but it just happened to be, and we were going to talk about the full moon today as well. I would have trouble describing what those two words mean. Can you do it?
Yeah. I want to start off our conversation with a quote about I am.
Sure.
So the quote goes, before there was we, there was I am, the birth of identity, the fire that says I exist. And with that said, you know, the full moon was in Aries. And, you know, I think it packed a punch. And I don't mean that in a bad way. It depends on how it communicated to you. But, you know, Aries is such a action-oriented archetype in astrology. And it's the divine spark. And I'll tell you why, from an astrological perspective. The chart, as we know, or maybe some don't know, is divided into 12 segments, 12 little pies. So, and those are houses. So the first house is where our ascendant is. And that is when we take our first breath. That is when we are pushed into the world. And that is the first house that's ruled by Aries and Mars. So Aries is about, it's our self-definition. It's our ego. It's our personal boundaries. It's our body, our appearance. It is the warrior within. And Mars ruling that, Mars is the planet of action, will, desire, also aggression and war, because there's always two sides of a coin, and to Aries as well. So I thought that we would, you know, dive into, I think that I am is sometimes the soul's first breath in the beginning of how we individuate into an individual, because that's the first house. And I think it stays with us because as astrology is, it's always unfolding. We're always coming back to different points in our chart to redefine who we are. And I think in this case, with this full moon, post 3 days, because we feel the full moon 5 days before, 5 days after, wherever that moon was in your chart, Aries, because we all have Aries in our chart someplace, even if it's just a point, right, or a cusp, asking us, who are you now?
You know what's jumping at me to say, based on what you said, is that when we're born, we are I am.
Yeah.
In its purest form. I truly believe two babies are born at the same moment, different cultures, different language, all of that. They're essentially the same, clean slate. Nothing has jaded them, nothing. They're basically, assuming they're both healthy, I am. As life goes on, it seems like it's, I don't know who I am along the way. And, you know, things like the full moon, maybe, this is my interpretation, maybe kind of push you forward or in a direction to figure out a little bit better who you are, i.e. I am. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, it really does, Steve. And I love that. I love your analogies are so great.
You inspire anything I say. Like it just pops in my head.
But I love that because, you know, we're born and I am. Here I am. And then we do go through life questioning that or figuring that out because it's evolution. So, you know, many spiritual teachers and cultures will say, you know, the planet Earth is the school of hard knocks, right? Mm. So we come in, we come in pure. Is pure, you know, like you said, if it's been a good birth, a lot of things are involved. But we come in with that blueprint that is with us in this lifetime that we can begin to unravel, that we can begin to understand and make choices about, right? Because it's all about choice.
Yep.
And then these moons, the cycles, which are the closest to our being that really do reflect, where am I now? How do I feel? You know, where am I going? Who am I? Because the full moon will reflect and illuminate what it is that one needs to see, either to see, wow, this is where I've come. So acknowledge it, validate it, or this is what you need to do. It's not quite there yet. So in that reflection, we get to honor. And, you know, we always think of the full moon like, you know, a crazy time. And it can be, you know, hospitals say it is a time when emergency situations rise.
Yep.
Because it's very emotional. Right. And if we're at a place and we've all been there, that's not maybe emotionally stable, we're going to feel out of sorts. And this work with astrology, wellness coaching, and anything else that anybody does in those modalities of healing is bringing the individual back to a place of alignment. So you know who you are. Maybe it's just for like the cycle and then you got to do it again. I don't know because, you know, time and space is a funny thing here, right? But with this Aries is self-identity, its appearance. How do you develop as an individual? Do you develop aggressively, Aries, on the lower side of it? Do you, you know, Aries can be also narcissistic, right? Because it's ego-driven. I got to be first. I have to be, you know, I have to be the one that's shining. Now, that's the lower psychology of it. And that's where we are trying to, if we're there, we're all there on some level, if we get stuck, but we're all trying to raise our consciousness up to the place where Aries says, this is my identity. This is who I am. This is the body I'm in and what I'm wearing right now. And if that identity needs to change with my growth, I hope I have the strength and the warrior vision to do that.
Do you feel that this particular full moon, because it was in Aries, was impactful in that it was forcing us to go within a little bit if we wanted to quiet the noise and listen and better figure out who I am?
Yes, I do. And I got to tell you my experience of it before I get into why. And I'm so glad you asked that question. And this is where we have to cut ourselves some slack as human beings, right? Like when I was feeling this full moon and I got up the next morning, I was frustrated. I was like, oh my God, I feel really frustrated. I feel a little out of sorts. So I was conscious of that, went back in, you know, did a little meditation and then started to get into the creativity of it. Where am I going? What do I want to manifest? What is my passion and motivation? So, you know, you're playing this dance all the time, right? Between the emotional landscape, especially when you're dealing with new moon, full moon, right? So that was my experience. Everybody's is going to be different. But the reason why I believe, in my opinion and perspective, that this moon is very important and is setting us up, possibly, if I may, for the next few years. And I'll tell you why. So,
well,
Saturn.
Did I hear that clear that this last full moon, a couple of days ago, October 6th, that is potentially the setup for the next few years, potentially?
I think so.
I think you're right.
I think so.
Based on what I felt. Really? I'm not an astrologer, disclaimer, but just the vibe that I'm getting and how it affected me.
And that's consciousness. And that the I am, and then I'll get into that, is about conscious self-awareness. And that's something that, you know, needs discipline. You know, Aries does need discipline because it can be very impulsive, right? It can be, he has this impulsivity that can get him or her in trouble. So the discipline part of it, it's different than, let's say, the discipline of Virgo or something. It's different. It's a more raw kind of discipline because Aries is the raw because it's the beginning, right? And we want to not tame that, but we want to evolve that because Aries likes to be independent. So the reason why I think did you want to say something about that? Because
Resonates, you know, personally, that's it. Just leaving guys like, I'm checking boxes in my mind. Yeah, I felt that. Independent. That was a big one. I'm hoping
that's being very conscious.
I was intentionally being conscious, and I'm not trying to, you know, for those who are on the fence on this or think it's very woo, I'm not reading into it. I didn't even know what you were going to say based on that full moon.
No, you did not. It was quite extraordinary.
But that's what I felt, and you're saying it. So it's you know, I'm not reading into it. I'm just, it's you know what it is? It's validating what I was thinking and feeling. And I didn't know. To me, it's another blank and full moon. What do I know? I don't know, you know, in Aries and what it's doing. You know, I don't run deep with this stuff. But it's
amazing. That's okay. But that's okay, and that's why they're great tools to have for validation, and especially for Aries, because you want to reclaim your identity. You don't want to get approval all the time. Because Aries can want approval all the time because the opposite is Libra. So they are dancing together, you know. So every sign has an opposite polarity. In this case, Aries first house, Libra seventh house. So they're always playing with each other and pulling and mirroring and adjusting and helping each other grow. And so Libra can want that approval, that pleasing. And so Aries can go along with that unless they learn collaboration, you know? So it make collaboration and for Libra and for Aries, independence and self-definition of who you are.
Nancy, would you also say... you stated that this full moon impactful because part of it helps you reclaim your identity. What if you weren't really sure who you are or were in terms of your identity? Yes. Is it also discovery, you know?
Discovery for sure. So I think, and Steve, that's right. So, and I think discovery is a language of the word that comes before reclaiming. Because in order to reclaim, you have to discover what it is you're reclaiming. So that's why it's a journey and an exploration and a consciousness of an awareness. The I am is an awareness of self.
Gotcha.
And then when you put it against or towards the polarity of Libra, it's also a consciousness of the other. But self has to come first in the individuation as we mature, as, you know, into higher beings or adults walking simply on the earth.
So I want to pick your brain on the I am. And do you feel this way? It's been said that we are the creator of our lives. I am a creator. And everything around us is a creation. We created it. That's a belief. Call it manifestation. That when we look at our world, we're responsible for it. We don't realize it, but internally, this is what we brought on. So that's why many say, manifest what you really want, and then you will get it. It's a mirror of within, the I am. Do you feel that way?
I really love that, the mirror within I am. Because, you know, Steve, it all comes back down who you are and how you're relating to your environment, how you're relating to others. What is your consciousness? Do you want to be a person that develops their identity as a person that is kind? You know, we're still human. Or do you want to identify as a person that maybe just makes the choices that are not so great and that cause trauma, right? Because we have those choices that you can do. So it's about relating to within. I think you've stimulated me, my thought. So manifestation maybe does, it is, it does come from within. It is a clear vision. And maybe it takes 5 years to manifest something that you want because you're slowly coming into alignment and having to heal or be conscious of things that were out of alignment.
Well, you know, that's an interesting point. Yes, yes, very clear. Because myself, and I'm sure many, manifest things. We think we're doing a pretty good job of doing it, but maybe we feel it's not showing up.
Maybe, yeah, I'll raise my hand to that too.
But maybe it's not showing up because you're not in full alignment with yourself, whereby the universe may be saying, well, we're not bringing it to you because you're not ready for it yet. You got a little bit more going on there to figure out who you are, I am, until it can be there for you. I'm thinking that that's what's going on.
I totally agree with you. And this is where I'm going to bring in why I think that Aries is going, this full moon in Aries will be guiding us into two signatures, what we call in astrology. And they are Saturn in Aries and Neptune in Aries. Now, right now, they are both retrograde. And we won't go too deep into that. But right now, Saturn is in Pisces. And Neptune will go into Pisces too. But let's just not get into that science or art right now. We're just going to get into that. In 2026, both Saturn and Neptune will be in Aries for a good, I wrote that down. Neptune will be there for a good 14 years. And Saturn will be there, and I think till 2028. So we got a lot. So it's kind of like what you're saying, because Saturn does say in Aries, I can't give you the go light until you're ready, till you got this all together. So if we need to tear down some of your identity because it doesn't really fit with what you want, you're going to have to let that go and rebuild. Neptune in Aries is saying, let's break the illusion, because Neptune can be very illusionary, and get more into the spiritual creativity of how Aries wants to move forward and be an innovator and be a leader. So again, I like all planets together, because, you know, the justice position of Saturn and Neptune is really like, you know, one is like really like karma time. The other's like, I just want to be at oneness because I'm spiritual. But they've both got to work together to align a reality that is real. Aries wants real. And it's fire. So it's action, and it's going to keep on manifesting. See, that's the thing with Aries. Fire can manifest.
So when you say real, what I'm getting is, I am. When you're really real as it gets, you have tapped into you, which is also that deep spiritual power of I am. So that's what it sounds like. That's, you know, Aries is pushing us to really discover that and then use it. And yes, it sounds like the fire is going to be burning on the stove for a while to keep it going.
Yeah. And wherever it is in your birth chart, whatever house it's in or cusp house, will tell you the themes that you're going to be working with. Now, for me, I'll just give you an example. Saturn and Neptune are in my third house right now, but they're going to be moving into my fourth house. I don't have any planets in my fourth house, but I have Aries, which is why it's there, on the cusp of my fourth house. So for me, that's going to be things that have to do with the home, have to do with how do I create a business? How do I take care of myself? Maybe on a mundane level, real estate, you know, how do I do that? But a lot, lineage, you know, what do I need to rebuild around my own personal lineage that maybe gave me trauma in the past? And now, how can I move forward to become more creative and innovative with that in order to make it authentically real for me so I can build something?
Do you feel that using the power of the chart, and this is your coaching, that you could look at somebody's chart and say, yeah, coming up in November and December, your blank blah blank is in your fourth house. You may want to focus on your health. You may want to focus a little more in your career. You may want to do these. It's almost like a little bit of a GPS. Is that sort of how it works?
Absolutely. Absolutely, 100%. Like for me, I want to focus, because this is going to be for a while, for a few years in my fourth house. I'm also going to want to focus on my intuition and really honing in on it, not from a place of mental, but a place, because the fourth house for me right now, where it's going to be for me, and it always is the fourth house, ruled by Cancer and the moon. So it's going to be very emotional. I'm going to have to, you know, aligning my emotions spiritually and aligning my emotions in a way with Saturn that creates a structure and foundation that will guide me.
Wow. Powerful stuff. And that's what when we talk about the life coaching aspect of you, driven by astrology, now you have science giving you direction. And then when you coach somebody, you help them with that direction.
Yes.
Like, call it a starting point. You know, it's like, Nancy, I don't know where to begin. What do I do? Well, okay. Looking at your chart and hypothetically, you know, in somebody's fourth house, you know, you've been thinking about your health. You want to focus on that a little bit more. That would be impactful for you. And that might even come clear for somebody that says, yeah, you know, I was thinking about maybe working a little bit more on me and getting more healthy. Well, now's the time to do it.
Right.
Very cool.
And I just want to point out, because you said in the fourth house, health, right? Now, that's not necessarily physical health, but because Saturn is there, Saturn does rule the bones, the structure. So because the fourth house is so emotional, how did your emotions affect your structure? Your bones, right?
So much going on here.
And
by the way, I just picked fourth house because you were mentioning your fourth house.
Yeah, and I love that.
House.
But I like that you did. Yeah, and I kind of wanted to bring that in as an example. I mean, that just happened, and I don't mind bringing my own stuff in.
And I really appreciate that. You know that you're being transparent about it, and especially you know the emotional part of it. Like I hear that, and you know, coming off my Steve retreat, it's like when I'm quietly thinking, I hope I don't have that. I don't want to deal with any emotional stuff anymore. I want to just say, move forward.
I hear you. I hear you. And you know what? Aries is emotional in a sense that Aries wears everything on his or her sleeve. What you see is what you get.
Well,
that's why it has to be aligned. It has to make sure that it's moving forward and not too impulsive and not to get angry. And yeah.
Isn't that a classic trait of somebody who is an Aries? What you see is what you get.
Yeah, my son is an Aries. And what you see is what you get.
My daughter is an Aries. What you see is what you get. My mom was an Aries. Same exact thing. Other people. Yeah. And I'm not reading into it. I just step back and look. And it's like, that's them. That's them. Super cool.
Yeah.
Nancy, how do we connect with you?
Well, you can connect with me through my website, the whisperingsoul.net. Or through Instagram, The Whispering Soul Astrology. And it, really quick, can I frame this whole beautiful conversation we had?
Please.
With a quote. The I am of Aries is the spark, not the full flame, but the sacred strike. What you do with that fire is your journey.
I promise you, at 8 o'clock tonight, I will be sharing that with a group that I...
Oh,
I'm not even kidding.
I believe you.
Because...
you're full of heart, Steve.
They need to hear. Thank you so much for today. And everything you bring, like love how you do what you do and make it easy to understand and make it easy to apply it to our lives. But bottom line is reach out to Nancy, get your chart done so you can have your GPS in the starting point. Appreciate it. We'll catch up next time. God. Okay.
Thanks, Steve. You make it very comfortable and easy. Appreciate it.
It's all you. Trust me. All right. We'll be right back. All right.
This is the Global Podcast Network, where executives and professionals connect, share, and inspire. Stay tuned for the conversations that drive success.
Hi, this is Terry Crews, actor, former football player, game show host, father of five, and all-around big dude. I'm also an expert on drama. I know all kinds of drama. There's the good kind that comes with having a house full of kids. There's the bad kind, like season-ending injuries. There's the necessary kind, like having an agent in Hollywood. And there's silly drama, like the drama around my percolating pectorals. And then there's the drama you can skip.
Skip the drama that comes with not having your high school diploma or equivalency. Find free adult education classes near you and finish your high school diploma. Visit finishyourdiploma.org.
Or text DIPLOMA to 97779. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. That's DIPLOMA to 97779. And leave the drama to actors like me.
Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ed Council.